see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Different.
Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study tonight. Antichrist, we're going to talk about. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this Bible study. Monday through Friday, live tonight, 18th of March. Here we go. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and that's a couple things of news you really need to hear. You're not going to believe this. They are moving at breakneck speed, let me tell you, on the law scene. Communitarianism in its fullest and finest. I don't talk about communitarianism too much because it just gets political when you talk about it, and people might or might not understand it entirely, but it is significant. Communitarianism, Marxism, socialism, humanism, rheumatism, back pain and everything else. It's all connected one way or another. Really, I'm not making too much fun of it, but it is, and it's going to come to a head. And it just seems that when you keep track of it, you start seeing things take shape. Vince Law is being acted, and they are so sneaky. So sneaky. People don't have a clue. Man, I tell you. Well, we try, you know, I try and try. I don't give up. I'm not going to give up. People sometimes ignore what the warnings you give them and say, well, we can't stop it. You're not going to. It's to delay it. It's to witness to others that are on the fence and say, well, you're right. Maybe convicting of the Holy Spirit, they take Jesus as Savior. That's what it's all about. I got a new word this time that I'm going to start using. It's bringing head knowledge. Knowledge of the mind, to meet the spirit knowledge in the middle. You need both. If all you have is spirit knowledge, you'll learn of the spirit, but you won't find out how Satan is operating that will affect your spiritual knowledge. Because remember, you have free will. And Satan is very convincing. After all, he's been doing it for centuries. And then those who have head knowledge, set themselves on the pedestal, don't have the spiritual knowledge. So you bring them to the head knowledge level, because you got to go there. And you match them head for head. And then you say, now we got matched head to head. Now let's go to spiritual, and you take them there. Then you got to learn your spiritual. It's the Bible. Now you know the spiritual part, but let me tell you what Satan's really doing on the ground. What you can pray against. If you just go head knowledge to head knowledge, it's not going to get it. You go just spiritual knowledge to spiritual knowledge, it's not going to get it, because the head knowledge will affect your free will choices. After all, why do you say that the road's narrow? Because Satan defeats them with his devices, because people are not prepared. He says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Oh, boy. Y'all learned a lot this morning. You need both. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and let's do both. Lord, thank you tonight. That, Father, we have this opportunity we have in this network that, Father, you've provided us. It's been following this program for 6 years now. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us all in our own walks in life. And we've all been raised one way or another in different paths and coming to one agreement about Jesus Christ. Or from curiosity reasons, but the Holy Spirit to move in the hearts and lives of people. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to witness to others, that you trust us, that when that time comes that we witness to others, that we know it's coming from you, Lord. You're trusting us to carry your word. Father, give us, we need that wisdom and we need that discernment from the Holy Spirit to guide us through all understanding, that, Father, we can impart upon others the truth coming out of the King James Bible. The prophecy's been said, but Father, give us the knowledge and wisdom to be able to, and opportunities to spread that gospel, that revelation, the prophecies that's already been made. And Father, we follow up on them. We see the signs of the times and the fig tree blooming. That, Lord, for those that don't, we have the opportunity to witness to them, to show them how close we are. The Father, even in that route, if it takes a long time and doesn't happen in near time, that, Lord, that we still will help bring someone to Jesus, even if it takes another generation before the tribulation has finally come. We know that would be a great and terrible time. But, Father, we know that judgment's got to come. We pray you guide us, Lord, tonight. Forgive us of our sins. We lay them before the cross. That we died on the cross the same time your son Jesus did. And we rose again with him to become sons of God, to the only begotten Son of the living God. For these things we thank you, Father, and we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I was just, to use the word trolling, as they call it, the news tonight, and I just got to tell you some stuff here. I just caught just a little while ago. The Pentagon loses track of $500 billion of military equipment. They lost track of helicopters, Humvees, ammunition that it donated to the country of Yemen. And lost track of them. May have slipped in the hands of Iranian-backed rebels at Al-Qatar, at Al-Qaeda. How many times have I proven over and over that Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Pakistan, ISI, CIA, they all work together to bring Al-Qaeda, Mujahideen from Afghanistan to Bosnia, Bosnia to ISIS. Jim McClurney confirms it. Hillary Clinton says we funded them. It shows complete continuity from 1979 to present. It's like you're reading a Walt Disney production here. I mean, how do you take this serious when even they admit that we control it all and they come up with all this stuff? It's just, I can't help it, man. It's almost ludicrous. 1,250,000 rounds of ammunition. Two Cessna 208 transport aircraft. Two coastal patrol boats. One helicopter transport. 160 vehicles? That's more than some small town used car dealerships. 250 suits of body armor. 300 sets of knife. You got to be kidding me. They didn't lose that family. They gave it to them to use to foment the war that we're orchestrating. The fake war coming up to bring the first seal. That's why I look at it. How close are we to that first seal to open? That's the only reason I keep track of this. How close are we to that first seal, the period of peace and prosperity they had, must have chaos first. That they'll term as Armageddon to make it look like Jesus Christ comes early. Well, that's not really the main one I want to read you here. And we'll get to the Antichrist tonight. Everybody seems to want to talk about only the love of Jesus. That's important. But what about the barriers to keep you from the love of Jesus? The barriers that are there 24 hours, 7 days a week, nobody wants to talk about. Well, they better start talking about it. Well, Alabama abortion law lets judges appoint, are y'all sitting down? Appoint lawyers for fetuses. Are these people on drugs when they get into the lawyer business? I mean, do they do that? Do they test drugs out in Harvard and Yale? I mean, maybe I could be over judgmental here. Maybe they have them test drugs when they get their law degrees or something. I don't know. Is that what they do? What is it they do? The American ACLU. This is a Jesuit. ADL, ACLU, NAACP, KKK. Black Panthers, they're all formed by the Jesuits, ministered by CIA, FBI, informants, and undercover, not to arrest them, but to minister to them, to make sure they fight each other. That's what really happens. ACLU asked a federal judge to block an Alabama law that allows a fetus to be represented in court when a minor is seeking judicial permission for an abortion. In comes international rights of the child. The goal is to make abortion legal. Abortion family, the true purpose of abortions is human sacrifice. People don't talk about that. I'm telling you it is. It's not about political issue, moral issue, medical, financial, whatever. That's the cover. But the research I've done is simply going back to the days of Nimrod, the Mayans, of human sacrifice for the occult, and that is the purpose of abortion. People don't talk about that. Because your highest level administrators, military, government officials, business administrators going to Bohemian Grove, all these that are Luciferians at the highest level, people don't even know, participate in these abortions, participate in child sacrifice. The average person that doesn't attend these broadcasts and doesn't get into this would never understand this at all. They'd never understand what's really going on behind the curtain. So if they don't know, what is it they can pray for or pray against? They won't know. That's the reason. Well, this world is turning cold, waxing cold. You can see it happen every day, more and more. People that see it happening and you try to bring it up, they run. They run to the TV. They turn on the music, go play golf, something to escape it. Family, I believe in meeting it head on. The reality will not go away. It's going to happen. Somebody pulls a gun on you, and it's a real robbery, and they do happen, by the way. You can't just sit there in your heels and click your heels three times and hope they just go away. It don't work that way. It does not work that way in reality. Well, we're getting to face reality on a scale that this world has never seen before. Now, whether God allows it or causes it to go another generation, that's His business. Ours is to be ready every day. And as watchmen, as studiers of the Word, God's going to call on you. Or have you to deal with it on the level that you prepared yourself for. But here's the other side of it. Once you cross over that line of the reality of these end times events, and you see the true reality, it's made up as a gamble, isn't it? The true events as they are told to you by the scriptures, as you see how the Illuminati plans wars and all that stuff we talk about in the broadcast, when you see how it really works, you can't go backwards. You can't have a normal discussion with anybody who says, well, you know, we need to vote in. You're like, well, you don't really vote in anybody. What? Well, yeah, next we're going to vote in. We're going to get him out of the office. And it's like, no, you're not. Because you never voted ever in our history. So then you got to explain that. And every word you say is like another language. You got to explain it. Politically, economically, educational, the arts, philosophy, religion, is what they control. So when you learn this, and you see it all, how it works out in the Illuminati's plan, which is based on Luciferian agenda, you can't go backwards and have a normal discussion, you see, with somebody. You can't just sit back and have a political discussion and say, well, you know, you never elect a president. That's a non-sequitur. That stops the conversation right there. What are you, Democrat, Republican? Well, it don't matter because they work together at the Council of Foreign Relations. What's a council? What? Never mind. You see, so you got it. Just digs the hole deeper. And so that's the downside of it. In Christian Science, it is a religion, another bogus religion, that a Christian Science perspective, how can you listen for and be benefited by God that you still hear voices? That God's telling us other truths. Oh, there comes that other truth thing. We learned a new truth, a new hidden meaning. The study of Christian Science reveals that every one of God's children, every man, woman, and child, has a God-given ability to recognize, ability to hear and recognize what might be called the inaudible voice of God. That's because our true identity is the very image of God, His expression. So how can we listen for God's voice? It begins with a heart, they say. See, they're really good at this. They don't talk about being repentant, and God's not going to talk to those that are still living under sin. It's not going to happen. Then, of course, they bring up Mary Baker Eddy. And then you look up Christian Science. Ooh la la. It's so intermingled and mixed with heresy, New Age. Just a mixed mash like Mulligan stew. Family who's coming will be before Jesus comes is the Antichrist. Obviously, because they're setting it up, they know the world leader's on the way. So we look for him. And those that are going to be around, when he pops up, what are you going to do? If it weren't for the Antichrist, none of these studies might be necessary. We would not have to worry about the end times and wouldn't even have to have been born into flesh earth. The age, if it were not for the Antichrist. The Antichrist, Satan, incarnated, is Satan himself. So the false prophet will be a fallen angel. It was Satan who caused rebellion in the first place, in the first earth age period that we don't know anything about. And God's not going to tell us about it. The book of Enoch speaks about it. The book of Enoch is not even written by Enoch and is bogus. Does it have truth in it? Sure. It's got truth in it. It's got truth in it in the same way that a fish hook, it's got half a worm, has food on it. I've never used that before. Except there's one little problem. The fish sees the fish food called the worm, says, oh, I see a half a worm. Except there's a problem. The problem is it's got a hook on it. You have an old pot of coffee, eyedropper full of arsenic. It's only a little eyedropper full. Come on, just a little drop. We'll kill you. That's the book of Enoch. The book of Urantia. It's got mixed in with the coffee, arsenic. So if you just eat the chicken, spit out the bones, I can still get some truth out of it. You're playing with fire. That's why it tells us to dust our shoes and get moving on. This is not something to play with. The Antichrist, very sound of the name, sends cords of revulsion through the soul of any Christian who believes in Jesus Christ, who has faith. Because this guy is anti-Christ. He's the enemy of God and Christ, the Trinity. Therefore, he's our enemy as well. Who is he? How do we identify him when he manifests himself? How do you know him? Is he a man born of woman? Is he a computer in Belgium? Was he Mussolini or Hitler? Or is he Nimrod coming back? Who is he? Will he be the Pope of Rome? Some people think he is. Some people say the Pope is a false prophet too. They can't make up their mind. When horns come popping out and breathe fire at you, would he be carrying around a pitchfork or a trident? Would he have a 666 tattooed on his forehead, his right hand, and insist that we also bear these marks? You'll know him when he comes up. You'll know him. Whoa, this is different. How do I sound? Does I sound okay? It sounds kind of strange. Whoa. Sound, that's strange. Hello, hello. Anyway. You know that when you're watching the end times events, things I've asked so far, these questions I've posed at you, which are different ones coming out, different people, sometimes the same, sometimes worded different in any way. It's any Christian that's informed would be asking. You'd think it'd be important that our leaders and the spirits in the churches, that even warn us and make us aware of the arch enemy of our Lord Jesus Christ by any way. Our enemy is his enemy. You know, the Antichrist is not even mentioned in most of the churches today. They don't want to scare people. They don't talk about hell. But Jesus did. They don't talk about demons. They don't talk about spiritual warfare. Jesus did. We Christians are told to worship God and praise Jesus, but without being instructed in how to protect ourselves. It's not being done. And this is from the very enemy of our internal souls. Now, we can have a haunted house in the basement and learn how to bob apples and eat molasses-covered popcorn balls and dress up like demons in the church in the basement. We can do that now. Celebrate Easter, which is pagan, as it's mentioned in the King James Bible. Acts 12, 3 and 4 confirms it. Passover happens before Easter. You can't have two Passovers in one year. So how did Passover happen first before Easter, 12, 3 and 12, 4? How did it happen twice if it's Passover, Passover? Because the King James Bible mentions Passover and then mentions Easter for Peter's death. You can't have it both ways. There's no way. So what happened there? Yeah, Easter is pagan. Herod waited to Easter, which was a pagan holiday, for Peter. Uh-huh. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, excuse me, Acts 12:1, listen. Now about that time, Herod, the king, stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. 12:2. He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. After Easter. He killed James on the Passover. You can't have Passover, Passover. But if you go to the other Bibles, it says Passover, Passover. Oh, they're sneaky. Did y'all know that? Only the King James Bible covers it properly. Because Easter was a pagan holiday, so he waited to the pagan holiday. It tells you right there, waited to the pagan holiday, Easter. Oh, man, have we been fooled. Now, the Antichrist is not even mentioned in most of churches today. So far from what God's Word tells us, why is the church warned as the Christians of the Antichrist? Why is there so much confusion regarding the evil one? Well, we're asking us to break free from the spiritual bonds placed upon us by the false teachers and preachers, which are numerous, majority actually, most all on TV, or they wouldn't be on TV. David Wilkerson was the last good one. Ravenworth is gone too. Several others are quiet. They're kind of laid back. They are making the noise that Wilkerson made. That's why they murdered him. Can't look at the death of David Wilkerson. He would not bow down like Billy Graham did in 1950. He won't bow down like Copeland and Joyce Myers and Osteen and Benny Hinn and all these guys, members of Freemasonry, Eastern Stars. Y'all didn't know, did y'all know that? It's true. True Christianity doesn't bind you. It's free. It frees you. Christianity today binds you. True Christianity follows Jesus Christ. But church Christianity is a bounding thing. It binds you. Especially when there's 41,000 different sects of Christianity. And they're all about all different. That don't work. The plan of Satan is to deceive the world by using the compromised and corrupted religious leaders of the globe, of the earth, to prostitute their entire congregation in the false wedding feast of the false Messiah yet to come. And the Antichrist shall not only beguile the Christian churches, which has already taken place, but all the world's other religions as well, in different varying degrees, from Hinduism, Buddhism, to Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, Calvary Chapel just goes and goes. Charismatic movement. So family, just buckle up for a ride to truth. And always check out everything you hear. So the short answer is why the average Christian is not armed with accurate information regarding this Antichrist. When he comes, he won't come quietly. He'll come as a friend, as a savior of sort. He'll come as some kind of savior. I can tell you, if you're my regular listeners, you'll understand what I'm going to say here. Is the fallen angels have what's called avatars. These are human beings that have been dwelled by demonic entities of high level influence in the degrees of, in the areas of finance, religion, education, science, the arts, politics, religion, all that. And they lead new movements, major organizations, and they're channeled by these fallen angels. Just a lot in the church would have no clue what I'm talking about. And yet, avatars control them. Leonardo da Vinci, Bismarck, even Lincoln. I got this documented from Illuminati's own textbook, and it's legit. Plato, Aristotle, Michelangelo. This is where they got their genius from. It wasn't the individual at all. A lot of this isn't taught. Either way, though, they don't make it. They use these things to fool us all. In the rapture churches, the Pentecostal, Baptist, Charismatic, Apostolic, and Catholic, they teach people that they will be gone in the rapture by the time the Antichrist gets here. So why worry? Don't worry about it. Problem is, it's when a church teaches doctrine of man over doctrines of the God's Bible, they destroy the Christian faith. There isn't going to be any rapture. No, there is. Some teach that there's not going to be one. So what you have would be a large body of Christians unaware and unprepared for which God has warned us to come to. There's not going to be any rapture, they say. No, the rapture is before the tribulation. No, the rapture is in the middle of the tribulation. Has anybody ever thought that nobody knows? That you're to be ready at any time? But you're not going to know when. You say, well, they fight over pre-trib rapture, mid-trib rapture, pre-wrath rapture, post-trib rapture, no rapture. The tribulation, that's the center, that's the fulcrum. And I always kind of throw a wrench in the circle there in the machine. I throw a wrench in there and say, well, okay. So let's say that I'm a mid-trib, pre-wrath rapture. Okay, so can you tell me when the tribulation is going to be? Silence, because they can't. So if you can't tell me when the tribulation is going to be, why are you arguing over when the rapture is going to be? You don't even know when the tribulation is going to be. And by the time you figure it out, you're already in hot water, you see, when the tribulation begins. But they'll still argue the point. There's a plan written thousands of years ago, a plan written from the book of Genesis through the book of Revelation, a plan that was set into motion long before Adam and Eve. How long before? Nobody knows. What we're concerned with is the creation of mankind. So, what about this Antichrist? When Satan first comes as the Antichrist, he's not going to appear at all. That's evil. Not at first. But the first time here continues, he'll show off his true self as it goes along. Isn't that how they work? Man, that's how it works on the YouTube when you're making friends or Facebook and all that. They'll befriend you. Some of them for a long time. Now, I know, as a matter of fact, that these Wicca travel in groups and they monitor the YouTube. They monitor the Facebook, and they travel in covens, and they will seek, whoa, sorry, oh, they'll seek, wow, I'm having trouble with the electronics today, I don't know why, they'll seek out, but that woke you up, they'll seek out those they see are living the word, spreading the word, and they will focus on them. So they'll have one or two to make friends, say all the key words, use all about Jesus and all this. Then they'll have somebody else act like a real, you know, bad guy. And they'll have several of those because you're going to block them. They'll cause you trouble. And they do a little game like that. And what happens after a period of time when they think they got you, they'll start changing the way they come across at you to manipulate your thinking and your knowledge of Scripture. But they got to get your trust first. That's what goes on today. And it depends how significant you are, how long they will keep up this facade before they pull the carpet. Well, that's how Satan works. He'll come in as the Antichrist, clean up the rivers, lakes, stop the diseases, bring peace, Prosperity period. Prosperity gospel. Uh-huh. Until such time, he's got the faith of the people, then the second seal called war breaks out. Remember, whatever violence takes place between now and whenever in the future, and the period of prosperity follows, that will be the first seal. Because the Antichrist must bring a period of prosperity and peace. A fake Christ and false prophet will appear, who will support this Antichrist. The extraterrestrial card is going to be played somewhere along the way to take the place of the supernatural. I don't think people are ready for that. Christians are definitely not ready for that. That's why they call it the falling away. People aren't describing what the falling away really is. How could the falling away happen in one day? Well, when they make the announcement, extraterrestrials, they've been planning this for a long time. You and I both, we know there's no extraterrestrials. This is a masquerade they'll play. You've been set up for it with science fiction and writings and TV and movies. And I know for a fact it was planned out by John Dewey back in 1917. Have a threat to this world. A threat to this world would bring the world together under one common cause. And that's going to be the final threat. To bring in the Antichrist, the white horse, the one accepted as the hero who will turn against Israel. You know, it's given prophecy. Satan, as the Antichrist, will come to this earth in the final times as a instead of Christ, an imposter of the true Christ. Prior to prophesying the second advent of Jesus Christ, Satan is accompanying fallen angels, which is called the externalization of the hierarchy. They'll have a 5-month reign, Revelation 9, 5, and 10. And it'll be shortened by the grace of God from the 3.5 years. He will not deceive anyone if he comes as a monster breathing fire. He'll come as a false Christ instead of Christ. He'll catch a lot of people off guard. It's called the falling away. And the people of this earth are not ready for the supernatural being having supernatural powers. That's what all these TV movies are all about. To get you ready for that. Because they have evolved humans, they say. That's what all this is about. Hollywood. Thor. Y'all remember Lake Worth, Florida, that prayer that the vice mayor gave? I can't believe an adult would give a prayer like, and if Almighty Thor is for you, who can be against you? I wish I was there. I'd like to have been in that prayer. I wouldn't have been through the prayer. When I came back in, because I wouldn't have been through that prayer, I'd say, well, what's Thor done for you lately? How do I call for Thor if I'm getting bullied? And what does I do? What do I do? Does Thor just appear for everybody? What does he do? How's that work for you? I'm just curious. And see what they say. Oh, I'd love to ask them that question. I'd like to take just a vacation to Florida just to go there and ask them that question. Yeah, that prayer, if Almighty Thor is for you, could be against you. Krishna. Satan. He prayed with all of them in one prayer. I failed to understand the thinking process. I thought Thor was on the TV movies and stuff in comic books. Anyway, Jesus Christ will come at the last trumpet. Seventh trumpet leads into the millennium. after the seventh bowl of Armageddon. And then into judgment day, including casting the lake of fire, the false prophet and the Antichrist, Satan will then be pulled out of the body and supernaturally chained, awaiting to the 1,000 years. And only until after the end of the 1,000 years and the defeat of Gog and Magog, then will be Satan thrown in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are. Revelation 20, verse 10, that's the end of it. Once and for all. Isn't this amazing that this is how it's going to work? We just don't know when the 7 years are going to start. You can avoid being one of the deceived ones by sending God's letter to you, studying God's letter, the Bible. It teaches us and warns us of all things. Fastest way to get yourself deceived is to listen to some man over God's word, for Satan has sent many false teachers and prophets to prepare deception, the great falling away. Priests, preachers, pastors, bishops, deacons, rabbis, ministers, imams, monks. Not all of them, but a large number. All the other false, non-Christian ministers are all errant, lead their followers to the dangers of the judgment. As I said earlier, once you cross over, you can't go back. People can't deal with it right now. What are they going to do when it hits the fan? I used to go to a restaurant, Ruby Tuesdays, here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and I take my logbook with me, and I drink coffee, and I'm kind of like a regular there. You know, they see me coming, they start, oh, here comes Tom, brew a pot of coffee, he's going to be here a while. And I start, that's where I think, I get away from the house, and to another environment. You change the environment, you change the thoughts, and you get different ideas. Anyway, so I'm there at lunchtime, and some people there at the bar, that's where I sit, drink my coffee. Here's the point. They all talk about sports. Every time you go there, who are you pulling for? I don't know. What do you think John Jones is going to do this year? I got a clue. But they all can tell you who his sons are, his daughters are. He hurt his foot last game. I'm like, who cares? And I just hear him rattle off his stuff. For what? I say to myself, well, what difference does it make? You see, once you cross over, you can't go back. Well, when you learn the significance of this end times events, you see how insignificant that these activities that Satan has us looking at to keep us busy, tied up, minds occupied. I see it now more than ever. They even have it in the songs of Illuminati singers, Bob Marley. Don't worry, be happy. They got you singing it, man. It's a jingle. Somebody's all stressed out. And don't worry, be happy, enjoy yourself. You see? Do you see how significant that is? Not all teachers and preachers, of course, are not bad. Not all of them are bad. There's some good ones out there. But you got to test the fruit of the teacher or the preacher. And the way you test them is if they teach what they teach aligns with God's written word. And they don't twist scriptures, and then they're good. The scriptures define themselves, and it comes out of the King James Bible. So a preacher tells me, oh, I use the NIV. You really got to read the originals. Where are they? Gets my toes curling. Okay, preacher, where are the original Greek? Where can I go right now? Where I buy a ticket to go? Where do I go to? What library in Israel? What library in Rome? Where do I go for these original Hebrew and Greek texts that I can read myself? Oh, excuse me. I guess I have to become fluent in Hebrew and Greek before I go. How's that work? Tell me. That's what they come up with. You got to read the originals first. Well, how do you read the originals? You can't find them. How do I read them when I can't speak Greek or Hebrew and I got a heck of a time speaking English? So 8 billion people in this world's got to learn Hebrew and Greek of originals that they can't find? Come on now. They just stand there and look at you. Like, so what do you do about it? You know? Am I being too hard on them? I don't think so. Studying who the Antichrist is, because he's going to pop up. And you're going to be left alone when you go against him and pray against him, because a lot of Christians are going to go for it. I'm just saying, be ready for it. And then God's going to be on your side. So then who can be against you? When you start learning about how Satan has it set up and the supernatural powers that's going to deceive the world, you've got to stay strong and not give in. The Antichrist, before you see the powers that God will allow Satan to possess, will allow him to possess, God can take him away anytime he wants. For the 5-month reign of the Antichrist, just prior to the true Christ's return, because remember, he leads the Battle of Armageddon. It's going to be a one-sided stand, too. There's a lot about the Antichrist. But we know the most important thing, that he's defeated. That's really the bottom line. And he has been able to deceive and cause the various belief systems of this world to unknowingly worship him as a true Messiah. Atheists and agnostics, they'll believe him to be the true Christ when the Antichrist shows up in person performing these miracles. Even an atheist will say, wow, some kind of alien there. He'll say and offer them forgiveness if they believe upon him. Here I am in the flesh for you. Muslims will follow him. When the Antichrist states that he is the one they call the one, the Imam Mahdi, or has come to lead them to the promised land, they'll believe him because they'll speak their language. Satan worshippers and the occultists will convert when the Antichrist comes stating he offers them salvation if they repent and worship him as a true Messiah. He'll have a universal church. Pagans as well are those who worship many different gods. Sun gods, earth gods, wind gods, water gods, warrior gods. You know when it says, "No, have no gods before me." What's he talking about there? Talking about habits, breaking that chain. Well, each sin, each habit that takes you away from the Christ, from Jesus Christ, that controls your mind, whether it's drinking or smoking or something. It has a frequency to it, a frequency value, literally. And that frequency value of that sin is carried by a demonic entity with the same frequency value. I'm giving you quantum physics here. That's how they get inside your body. So, that entity that provides you that bad habit or whatever it is supernatural, then itself would be worshipped when you do that. Yes, your God is smoking habit. What you don't realize is your desire and urgency and the addiction is based on demonic entity that controls you. So when you kick the habit through Jesus Christ, he's gone. But when you go to AA for alcohol, all that is a Buddhist or type of theology. That's what AA, Alcoholic Anonymous, is your new age theology. Doesn't have anything to do with Jesus Christ. So it just tempers it. And the demons can go dormant for a while and come out when you're at your weakest or when they want to. That's why people, quote unquote, act out. So when they say, no, not making light of it, when they say the devil made me do it, there is quite a bit of truth to that. Of course, we have to hold the human accountable because of free will. So when you say the God, the little gods, you worship a little God, that's pretty much what's going on. Religious Jews who are still waiting for the first advent of the Messiah, they'll flock to the Antichrist because he'll be the one. Already you see that rabbi in the latest YouTube or whatever tearing up the New Testament. New Testament. Oh. Doing that is his outwardly rejection of Jesus Christ and acceptance of the old law, waiting for the new Messiah. That's what that is right there in front of you. That's just recently. That ambiguous, unnamed rapture. It could happen pre-trib. It could happen mid-trib. Who knows? Nobody knows. Well, we have... time goes by sometimes so quickly. Man of sin, the man of perdition. He's already defeated, family. He's already defeated. Keep that in mind. But this is what's really going on around us today. And the more we pull away from God, the more latitude the supernatural realm has over us and over the world. But through Jesus Christ, he don't have overhand over you. This is not being taught in the churches. Spiritual warfare, for 90%, 95% or more, are not being taught in the churches. They're given these lukewarm messages. Fine. Okay. Boy, that felt good to get out of there. But there's no conviction. There's no repentance. There's no explanation of the schools that are corrupting the children's minds when the parents could find out and straighten them out each night. And that's exactly what's going on with what they're being taught in the schools by design because of lack of knowledge of what's going on. Well, family, we're top of the hour. I'm going to cover it tomorrow, a little more detail about the Antichrist in Scripture. And we got some prophecies that I can give you of the Antichrist. It comes from the Old Testament, New Testament. Scriptures that go with it. A checklist of what to look for. I want to remind you before I close in prayer that my Bible studies and broadcasts are also played in highpointradio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, highpointradio.net, and he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies. He has sponsors up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. you're in one of those three states, you can find out what sponsor is in near your area, if there is one. And the list is there. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And use the sponsor if you have a need of their services. Also, my website is watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. Tomorrow, family, I'm going to hit the ground running tomorrow night, tomorrow at 4 to 6 p.m. And more about the unions. I find this fascinating. How they're, you know, I did an update on it, and it was, wow, they're way further along than I even imagined. It's like they're waiting for the right moment. See, people that don't know about it, they'll say, oh, I don't know about it. It's going to be 40, 50, 60 more years. They don't. No, it's already set up. All they need is the right instant. And one day, it'll all happen. In one day. It must be in one day. But God's in control. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you tonight. We come together in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity we have now to have Bible study when we want to. And Lord, thank you for this network. Lord, most of all, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, we know that you're going to put us in sometimes trials, but you always leave a way to escape. Father, we know we're going to be tested, sometimes sifted like wheat. Father, give us that courage to stand the test of time and to be there to the end. Lord, thank you for the opportunities you give us to witness to others, the trust you give us. But give us that knowledge, discernment, and wisdom. Help from the Holy Spirit to get this word across to people. And Father, keep us strong as we pray and repent if we sin. Father, we know it's a daily walk. And Father, to sanctify our families, we pray for our friends, those that need prayer tonight, that your Holy Spirit will minister to them in the physical, the medical, spiritual. Families coming together from their parts, because we know those times are coming. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Family, I'm going to go now. That's an inside joke. I got to go now. So, y'all have a good night. God bless you. And all I can tell you is be ready. It's not easy to keep vigilant with all the distractions. And everything going on today is based on this distraction. I mean everything. Bar none. I'm seeing articles come out today, long ones. The 30 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. The 15 conspiracies that were true. They're bringing it all out. It's all true. Everything. What they try to deceive you is the Bible. Their conspiracies to say, oh, yes, true. Yes, everything's backwards. Anyway, they lose no matter what they do. Still pray for them anyway, for those that can be saved, but that's God's business. Our business is prayer, witnessing, and walk that straight and narrow. You have a good night. God bless you. We'll see you all tomorrow at 4 to 6. Those who are going to join me in Bible study tomorrow night, 8 to 9. God bless you all. We'll see you all later. This is your watchman, Thomas Campbell. Signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had,
right on target,
just melted into peace. Are open wide. He's alive. He's
you every day to the end.